啊，感谢主让我再一次机会能够到新加坡，也就见到弟兄姊妹啊，心里非常的欢喜。
I thank the Lord, indeed, God has granted me this opportunity to be here to meet up with brothers and sisters.
那这一次呢，我想就着使徒保罗所写的提摩太后书和弟兄姊妹一同有点交通。
On this occasion, I would like to share with brothers and sisters concerning the letter the Apostle Paul had written to Timothy.
特别在提摩太后书第二章的里面。
Especially from 2 Timothy chapter 2.
保罗对他的年轻同工提摩太有一些非常好的一些的勉励。
And Paul indeed have great exhortations to the young Timothy.
我们如果把圣经中啊这个使徒保罗的这些书信都读过。
And indeed, if you have read all the epistles and letters by Paul,
我们知道使徒保罗是一个非常会劝勉人的一个使徒。
Then we would realize that indeed Paul is the one who is of great encouragement or exhortation to the brothers and sisters.
我们可以说在头一个世纪啊众使徒当中啊使徒保罗是最会劝勉人的。
And amongst all the great apostles, we believe that Paul is of great ability to exhort.
这个劝勉是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of exhortation?
就是一方面讲他是恳求啊，他也是一方面是个安慰。
On the one hand, we can say that it's pleading, implore, and also on the other hand, it's about encouraging to console.
那个劝勉的意思呢，也就是说在属灵的事情上面呢，他从来不勉强人。
So especially in regard to spiritual matters, there's no force on anybody.
保罗非常的恳切的来劝勉神的百姓。
So Paul is very earnestly trying to beseech brothers and sisters.
他希望我们呢，每一个人都能重视啊，每一个人都能够按照神所说的去做。
So he's greatly and trying to encourage each one of us for us to pay great attention to follow the instructions that's given.
所以你读保罗的十三封书信里面
So if you have read the 13 epistles of Paul
有许多劝勉的话语
So we find many words of encouragement
那么这些劝勉的话呢都是非常的宝贵
And so all these words of encouragement are very precious
那么这一次呢我们就从这个提摩太后书第二章的里面啊，我们看见他给提摩太一些很重要的一些劝勉
So on this occasion we focus on 2 Timothy chapter 2 and where here we see some very great words of encouragement.
我想现在让我们一起来读一读一些经文。
So let us now begin by reading a few portion of scripture.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开提摩太后书第二章。
We implore brothers and sisters to turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们要从第一节读到第七节。
We shall read from verse 1 to verse 7.
我先用中文读啊，然后弟兄用英文读。
Our brother will first read in Chinese, then after that, your brother will read in English.
提摩太后书第二章第一节，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。我所说的话，你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1。You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Verse 5. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Verse 7, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things.
彼得后书第二章
Second Timothy chapter 2 Second Peter chapter 2
第十九和二十节
Verses 19 to 20
他们应许人得以自由，自己却做败坏的奴仆，因为人被谁制服，就是谁的奴仆。倘若他们因认识主、救主耶稣基督，得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。
Second Peter chapter 2 verses 19 and 20.While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning.
希伯来书第十二章第一节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares usAnd let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
最后我们请看这个加拉太书第五章第一节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free.And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
我们都知道提摩太后书是保罗所写的最后一封书信。
We understand and know that the Second Timothy is the last letter Paul wrote.
他非常关心他年轻的同工提摩太。
He was especially concerned for his young fellow worker.
所以呢，他里面有一个负担，想要。鼓励他，劝勉他。
So within him there lies a burden that Paul wants to encourage this Timothy.
我们都知道，在这一卷书信的里面
，So we understand in this letter，
保罗没有和提摩太讲什么大的道理。
We understand that Paul did not teach Timothy any great doctrines.
他是跟他讲到一些基督徒非常基本经历的一些东西。
Paul is trying to tell Timothy of something which is of very basic experience.
因为提摩太跟随保罗在一起很多年
We know that Timothy has been following Paul for many years
当然他知道保罗从主所领受的启示
So of course he knows and understands the revelations that Paul has received from the Lord
所以保罗在这个时候就没有再跟他讲很多大的道理
So we see that Paul on this occasion did not preach much doctrines to Timothy
保罗现在感觉到有一些很基本的经历是非常重要的。
Paul now is especially concerned that there are some very basic experience are more important than right this moment right now.
如果我们在这些最基本的经历上面，如果我们没有立下好的根基
，So if I'm not a good foundations concerning this, especially in our experiences，
那么这些大的道理呢？这些高深的神的旨意在我们身上也不可能实现。
So all these great teachings and doctrines will be useless。
所以我最近常常有个感觉。
So recently I have this feeling in myself。
我们这些年主也恩待我们。
Through these years, the Lord has been indeed gracious to us。
我想我们也听见过许多深奥的一些真理。
And we also have heard of much doctrines which are very deep。
我们关于神永远的旨意。关于耶稣基督的见证，这些的道理我们也听了很多。
For example, recently we have heard of the great God's eternal purposes, and also about the testimony of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
但是为什么在我们中间很多聚会呢，没有办法把它实行出来呢
？But how is it that on this, when we heard of this, that even in our meeting places, we cannot bring this out?
我想那个问题还是要回到一些基本的经历上面。
So I felt and considered and felt that we must go back to the very basic of spiritual experiences.
如果没有这些基本的经历，
if we do not have these basic experiences,
神的心意在我们身上就无从施行。
Then God's intention, God's ways will not have a way through us.
保罗是一个有非常经验的一个圣徒。
Paul is a very experienced brother in the Lord.
他知道很多属灵的事情的那个经历的背后的那个价值。
He knows about the, all these spiritual experiences and all the value that lies behind it.
保罗不仅是有启示，认识上非常的丰富。
Paul not only have great revelations from the Lord.
他也是对主有很深经历的一个人。
But he is also one who have deep experiences with the Lord himself.
所以我们知道保罗的劝勉，他不是光是一个道理上面的劝勉。
So when we consider Paul's exhortation, it is not something just basic doctrines or teachings.
保罗乃是从他的经历里面来劝勉。
So Paul is encouraging the saints from his experiences.
我们不要以为说我们很容易就被别人劝动了。
Don't assume that all of us can be easily encouraged by others.
我们如果读保罗的书信，
For example, if we read Paul's letters,
我们看见保罗为着劝勉人，他多多的流泪。
So we see that when Paul want to encourage people, when he want to beseech others, we see he's shedding tears.
就说明呢，人呢不太容易受劝。
So we see that human beings are not easily being encouraged by others.
所以我们需要主的恩典。
So we indeed need the grace of God.
我们需要接受主话语给我们的一些劝勉。
You know, we must accept the encouragement that comes from the word of the Lord.
所以保罗在他离世之前，
So we know that Paul before he passed away,
他仍旧写了提摩太后书去劝勉他这个年轻的同工。
So we see before he ended his life on earth, he wrote this letter, 2 Timothy, to his fellow co-worker.
特别在第二提摩太后书第二章的里面，
So especially in 2 Timothy chapter 2,
他用了几个很简单的比喻来劝勉他。
So we see he used very simple examples to encourage Timothy.
这些比喻呢，就是我们很多人很容易就明白的。
And these examples are used aptly so that we can understand very clearly.
这里呢，第二章里面呢，他可以说用了大概五种的比喻。
So we see he used about five kinds of examples here.
第一个，他劝我们要做耶稣基督的精兵。
Here he encouraged us that we must be a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
那么第二个，他用这个运动员来做劝勉。
And secondly, he used the example of an athlete.
第三个，他用农夫来做劝勉。
And the third example, he used that as a hardworking farmer.
第四个，他用工匠来做。
And the fourth, he used that of a servant, of a worker.
Worker. 那么第五个是用仆人来做劝勉。
And the fifth example he used is that of a servant.
这个 servant 也可以说是 bond slave, 就是一个奴隶。
The servant here can also be translated as bond slave.
那我们知道这五个不同的比喻呢，分成两组。
And so we know that these five examples can be classified into two categories.
特别前面的这三个，
especially the first three of the three examples,
是讲到一些非常基本的经历。
So they speak about very basic experiences.
那么第二组两个，
and the second category that we see two examples,
好像比较专门一点。
We see that they are rather specialized.
讲到一些行使上的功用，
and speaks about how we conduct our work.
因为保罗用的这些都是非常简单的比喻。
So we see that Paul used very simple example.
所以很多读提摩太后书的人呢，
So many who have read 2 Timothy,
我们都懂了。
So many have read and say we understand 2 Timothy.
保罗为什么用这么简单的比喻呢？
But why Paul used so simple example?
好像主耶稣在地上的时候用的很多比喻都是很生活化的东西。
For example, when the Lord Jesus, while he was on earth, he used examples that occurs in our daily lives.
所以在我年轻的时候，
So when I was young,
我读到提摩太后书第二章，
When I read 2 Timothy,
我里面一个感觉觉得说，哎呀，这个很简单。
So in me, I felt this feeling, oh, these are very simple.
这个好像没有什么。
I think there's nothing much in it.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，
But brothers and sisters, you must realize that
如果今天这些事我讲的比喻，那就算不得什么。
Brothers and sisters, if these examples are spoken by me, they are of no use.
但是如果是对一个有这么深奥的启示和经历的一个保罗来说，那你就不能轻看他。
But concerning this revelation, these examples, it is used by Paul who have received much deep revelations. Then we must pay careful attention.
因为他每一个比喻里面呢，都包含着一个完整的真理和经历的原则在里面。
Because in all these examples, there is a very complete picture of a teaching and also truth in it, and some principles behind it.
那是很简单的，很清楚的，但是又可以实行的。
So you see that it's very simple, very clear, and also very practical.
所以你看，在这个第二章的第七节那里说到。
So for example, in the chapter 2 of verse 7,
他说我所说的话你要思想。
So he said, consider what I say.
然后他说呢，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
May the Lord give you understanding in all things.
所以你不能轻看这几个简单的比喻。
So you must not despise these simple examples.
他说你要思想。
He said, you must consider them.
如果你真正明白了。
And if you really understand.
你可以懂得一切事的这个原因。
Then you will be able to understand all things.
所以他这几个简单的比喻。
So we see these simple examples.
里面包含着非常深的一些经历在里面。
Although the examples are simple, the experiences are very deep.
我们也可以说在提摩太后书。
We can also say in 2 Timothy.
保罗把他一生所有的经历都借着几个简单的比喻告诉了提摩太。
And it seems that Paul uses a few examples to describe all his entire experiences within the Lord.
所以这次呢，我们就希望我们大家一同来思想。
So in this occasion, we would want to encourage all of us to come and consider these things.
我们能明白保罗所说的是什么。
So that we may understand what Paul is trying to say to us.
然后希望主给我们里面有真正的一个悟性，能明白一切属灵事情。
So indeed that the Lord may give us a deep understanding in us, so that we know all the things that the Lord has for us.
那么这次我们因为有三堂的聚会。
On this occasion we have three meetings.
所以呢，我就和弟兄姊妹交通这个前面的一部分的这三个重要的点。
So I will share with you some of the first category, the three points.
我刚刚讲到，这些都是我们基督徒最基本的一些经历。
So I've just said that these are very basic experiences of a Christian.
这里呢，他所提到第一个点。
So the first point that he mentioned.
他就是要我们能够成为主耶稣基督的精兵，那个精兵原文就是好兵啊，好的军人。
So Paul in the first example is trying to encourage us that all of us become a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
我想我们有很多基督徒啊，很多时候误解这句话。
I think that many occasions Christians have misunderstood this phrase.
当然我们一想到军人就想到打仗，对吧？
For example, when you think of a soldier, we think of warfare.
当军人就是要打仗。
Because as a soldier, our job is to fight in the battle.
我常常有时候听见很多弟兄姊妹祷告。
So many occasions I hear brothers and sisters praying together.
主啊，求你让我做这个勇猛的精兵。
Oh Lord, indeed, make me a courageous warrior for you.
我可以跟仇敌去打仗。
So that I can fight with the devil.
但是我们看见保罗在这里没有教导我们说怎么去跟仇敌打仗。
But here we see that Paul did not teach us how to fight with the enemy.
他乃是提到我们呢，在做军人的时候所受到的训练中间的一个非常重要的一个训练。
But Paul placed the emphasis upon the training of the soldier. That is of great importance.
那么这个重要的训练是什么呢？
Now what is this important training?
就是不要将事物缠身。
It's not this important point is that we shall not entangle with the things of this.Entangled with things in our lives.
所以在英文里面讲到这个 entangle 这个字哈。
So in English, you mentioned the word entangle.
所以呢，我们要做军人，就是要怎么样能够不被这些世界上这些杂物杂事情呢 entangle 把我们缠住。
So as a good soldier, we should not be entangled with the affairs of this life.
所以今天呢，我们首先做军人所有的训练呢，就是摆脱所有一切能缠累我们的事物。
So when we want to be a good soldier, we must be free from all these things that easily beset us.
这个简单的说呢，就是说呢，我们首先呢，先要从这些许多的缠累我们的事物中得自由。
And so all this, we must be free from all this encumbrance.
我们都知道，我们跟随主需要专一的。
So we know that we, when we want to follow the Lord, we must focus and be focused.
我们要更重要的是，我们跟随主要很精神的跟随他。
And when we walk with the Lord, we must cast away all our burdens.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们要问问自己。
Brothers and sisters, we must ask ourselves,
到底今天我们跟随主很轻省吗？还是很沉重啊？
But today, when we are following the Lord, are we heavy laden or are we very light?
我这些年看见各处各道的一些弟兄姊妹啊。
In these recent years, when I visit many churches and saw saints all over the place,
好像真正很轻省跟随主的圣徒还不太多呢。
There are very few saints that are, seems to be not burdened or very light.
我们有点像那个本人约翰呢，在《天路历程》里面所描述的那个基督徒一样。
It's just like the John Bunyan in the Pilgrim Progress, how he described this person called the Christian.
哇，你看那个基督徒啊。后面背了一个很大的包。
And so you see in John Bunyan's description how this Christian is being carried a great load with him.
所以我们跟随主很不容易啊。
So it seems that as one who want to follow the Lord, it is not easy.
所以我们基督徒生活一旦被很多事情把它缠住了。
So we see that as a Christian, we are being entangled with so many things.
啊，第一个他就不自由了。
And so he immediately become, he lose his liberty.
不仅不自由，也不清楚。
And so even he not only he lose his liberty, but he also become unclear.
并且跟随主变得非常的沉重。
And so he become very heavily laden.
所以保罗呼吁这个提摩太。
So Paul is encouraging Timothy.
你要做耶稣基督的精兵。
That you must be a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
一个好的士兵呢是不被缠住。
A good soldier is not entangled with the affairs of this world.
所以我们都知道，在基督徒的生活里面，这种的自由释放是非常重要的。
So when we see as a Christian, this liberty is of great importance.
彼得后书第二章呢，你刚才我们读到的经文呢。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, we have read.
那个关乎到基督徒属灵的生活。
And about a Christian spiritual life.
啊，他说有的人应许别人有自由。
You know that some, they promise others so that they have liberty.
结果自己也被捆住。
But such people, they themselves are being entangled.
啊，保罗并彼得并且告诉我们，从前呢，我们曾经有一阵子摆脱了这些东西，跟随主。
He said, Paul is telling Timothy that in the past, there are some who want to follow the Lord. They have set aside all the other things.
结果走了一阵之后呢，这些东西又回头又把我们缠住。
But after a while in this journey as a Christian, all these things come back and entangle them.
所以我们的基督徒的生活就变得更不好了。
And so as a Christian, our life become not so great.
我想我们很多基督徒都有这样的经验。
I believe that many of us Christians have such experience.
我们回想一下过去那个一复兴的日子，跟随主的时候，那个灵里面那么样的自由，那么样的兴旺，对不对
？So for example, when we remember at the time of great revival, you know how there's this great liberty and how we are so exuberant in spirit.
甚至有一阵子，也许我们的聚会的光景是那么样的兴旺和自由的。
And so how exuberant is the spirit when we come for meetings and so much liberty in it.
所以很多基督徒常常有时候叹息，回想过去。
So indeed, many Christians have a great sign when they recall the past.
但是今天我们的光景呢被捆住了。
And it says today we are encumbered by so many things.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们要做一个精兵。
We want to be a good soldier.
啊，我们首先打的仗就是要从这些捆绑我们的事物里面呢，能够挣脱出来。
So we want to be a good soldier. We must not be entangled by all these affairs of the world.
我不记得有没有跟弟兄姊妹交通过。我们晓得一个生命的成长啊。
I do not recollect whether I have shared with you about growth, a life that's in the Lord.
需要有很多的条件。
For life to be grow and nurture,
they
need many conditions.
我们需要阳光。
You need light.
我们需要这个空气。
You need air.
我们需要雨水。
You need water, rain water.
其实呢，还有一个很重要，需要很自由的环境。
On another occasion is that we need a very, free circumstances, a free environment.
这样这个生命才能成长得好。
Then we see that this life can grow well.
所以我们基督徒属灵生命要成长，如果被很多东西把它缠住了，你就生长不好。
So if as a Christian, our life, we want to grow well, we cannot let so many things to entangle us and cover us.
像主耶稣讲的，那个种子撒到荆棘里面去了。
So just as Lord Jesus shared that how the seeds that fell into the thorns and thistles.
啊，就被世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，通通把它捆住。
And so how they were beingentangled by the riches of the world and all the affairs of the world and how they do not have a good growth.
所以我们基督徒属灵生命的成长要好，需要有一个很自由的环境。
So as Christians, when we want to have a good growth, good life in the Lord, then we need a very free environment.
那么希伯来书十二章那里告诉我们。
So in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 it says,
我们基督徒今天在奔跑天路。
Then as Christians, we are running in this heavenly way.
我们要这条路要奔跑得好。
And if we want to run well in this heavenly way,
我们要摆脱那些容易缠累我们的罪。
We must be able to free ourselves from all these sins that easily beset us.
如果这些东西缠累着我们，我们怎么能跑得好呢？
And if all these weight are lying on us, then how can we run a good race?
所以我们要把这条路跑尽了，我们一路上都需要打仗，对不对？
So we see that if you want to run well in this heavenly way, you see it's a battle all along.
到了加拉太书里面，
So when we come to Galatians,
保罗甚至告诉我们，
Paul seems to tell us,
如果神的托付，就基督的见证在我们身上要能够被实行出来，
For example, in which if the entrustment of the Lord Jesus Christ to us, The testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ is to be fulfilled in our midst.
我们需要摆脱那些奴仆的轭。
Then we must free ourselves from this yoke of bondage.
我们不能被捆住，捆住了就不行了。
We must not be bound by this yoke of slavery.
所以看见对于基督徒来讲，
So as a Christian, as far as a Christian is concerned,
我们要从许多这些困扰我们里面的事物中间出来。
So we must come out of all these things that beset us and entangle us.
这个是非常需要的一件事。
And this is something that we need greatly.
所以保罗叫我们做精兵啊。
So you see, Paul encourages us to be a good soldier.
啊，不是说光是出去打仗这样。
He's not asking us to go for battle, go for war.
第一个，你先解决你这个做军人的哈，本身的一个问题。
The first condition you must settle is the things that of training of becoming a good soldier, you must solve this problem.
我们从圣经里面可以看见，有很多东西啊，都是仇敌的工作会缠累人的。
And so, from the Bible, we can see that many of these things can come about from the enemy.
当你读这个四福音书的时候
，especially when you read the four Gospels,
你看见在当时的以色列的人当中
，and when you look at the Israelites,
他们很多人呢。被这个巫鬼呀、附身。
And we see, when Jesus was about doing his work in the four gospels, you see many people are being bound by this demon. They are demon possessed.
啊，所以你看见圣经告诉我们说呢，这个巫鬼、这个邪灵呢，他的工作是缠人的。
And so we see that these evil spirits they entangle these people and bound them up.
啊，所以这些仇敌的这些败坏污秽的事情是不能碰的。
And so we know that this things belonging to the enemy, all these things, we must not touch them.
另外呢，我们知道罪也是一个会缠累人的东西。
And so we see sin is another matter that ensnares us.
凡是具有罪恶的东西啊，它都有这个缠的麻烦。
And so we know that sin, that all this evilness, the things that corrupt, and they are very easily that ensnares us.
那么还有仇敌手中的工作就是世界。
And our work that used by the enemy is the world.
今天我们活在这个世界中了。
For example, we live in the world today.
哎呀，我们就能感觉到太多东西缠着我们。
And so we see in this world there are many things that would entangle us.
我们人很喜欢名和利。
You know that men are out for fame and out for position and prosperity.
其实这些东西都是残忍的东西。
But we know that all these things are things that entangle us.
我们记得这个尼希米的故事。
We know the story of Nehemiah.
尼希米是做王九正的。
You know that Nehemiah is a cupbearer before the king.
他当时在波斯的帝国里面，他真的是做一个非常的高官。
And so in the Persian Empire, we know he is of great position in the kingdom.
但是尼希米曾经说，他说我是做王九正的。
But you realize that Nehemiah just simply mentioned, "I'm just a cupbearer before the king."
你听他那句话的那个口气。
You listen to the tone of the words that he used.
他内心里面有很大的痛苦。
In his heart, there's great suffering.
恐怕别人都很羡慕，对不对啊？
Maybe people may be envious of him.
哇，所有的犹太人都羡慕他。
All the Jews, you know, they envious of
him. 他真厉害啊，他能做了这么高的官呢。
Oh, he's of much capability. He can go to such a high position.
跟皇帝之间有这么好的关系。
He has such good relationship with the king.
他过得荣华富贵的生活。
He live in a life of prosperity.
所以很多人可能很羡慕他。
So many people are envious of him.
但是对尼希米来讲的话呢
？But to Nehemiah, as far as he's concerned,
他觉得他被这个工作缠住了。
He felt within his heart that he's been entangled by all these things, entangled by his work. Because we know that Nehemiah is one who loved the Lord.
所以他一直的想要摆脱这个东西。
So Nehemiah indeed want to free himself from all these entanglements.
所以后来我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
主终于释放他。
And we know that the Lord ultimately released him.
当他从那个荣华富贵的这个波斯帝国回到了那个荒凉啊。那个败落的这个耶路撒冷的时候
，So when we see how when he left the country of prosperity, of glory and luxury, and how he returned back to the land of his forefathers, a place of wilderness, this isolated Jerusalem.
你看，尼希米里面反而是更快乐、更自由。
But indeed, when we realized that we saw that Nehemiah, on in the contrary, he became more happy.
所以我们晓得今天仇敌也用这个东西捆住了很多基督徒。
So we know that the enemy used many of such things to entangle us.
当然我们世界上的享受啊这些娱乐的很多东西都缠累人。
The things that we enjoy in the world, the leisures, all these things can entangle us.
更糟糕的就是有很多不好的习惯。
And worst of all, there are many bad habits that can also do so.
你一掉到这个东西里面，你就被它缠住。
And once you fall into this trap, then you'll be always entangled and beset by these things.
这个世界上的话呢
，In the words of the world,
就说你上瘾了。
It says that you are being addicted.
世界的话就是瘾。什么叫做瘾呢？你就是已经被缠死了。
So you know, we use worldly terms that's called addiction.What
does
it mean, addiction? You are being entangled with them and you cannot come out of it.
我们晓得很多小小的事情都会缠累人。
We know that many small things can become a source of entanglement.
我在美国啊，我发现很多弟兄姊妹他们很喜欢看这个运动节目。
In America, I realized that there are many brothers and sisters who like to watch these sports games and so on.
他呢，有很多呢，这个运动比赛啊最精彩的比赛都是在主日。
We know that, you know, all these very great sports events and all these very exciting events always occurs on Sunday.
哇，所以你看每一次到了那个时候啊，哇，你看见很多弟兄姊妹就挣扎得很厉害。
So especially on such great occasions, where your major sporting event, you see the struggles within the hearts of brothers and sisters.
所以不能轻看很多很多这个看起来很小的事情呢，它会缠住人的。
So don't despise all these things. You see that these things can really entangle us.
叫我们基督徒呢不得自由。
So it caused Christians to lose their liberty.
当然还有像宗教这个东西也是可怕。
So another thing that religion is very frightful.
我们知道这个宗教的东西也是缠累人的。
You know that religions can entangle us.
使徒保罗曾经被犹太教缠住。
So we see that Paul was being entangled by Judaism.
哎呀，他在犹太教里面非常的热心。
We know how he was extreme zealous for Judaism.
他把他自己所一生的力量都投在里面。
He invested all his strength and energy in this religion, Judaism.
And
how he persecuted those who believe in the way.
And
how he persecuted and killed them.
弟兄姊妹就看见这个一个捆绑的力量多么的大。
So brothers and sisters, you see this force that entangles us, how great is this force?
若不是主释放他,
unless the Lord released him,
使徒保罗一辈子恐怕都被这个犹太教捆,
then we see that Paul will be ensnared by all this Judaism.
我想我们懂得教会历史人都晓得,
so if we know something about church history,
从第五个世纪开始,
from the 5th century onwards,
那么教会在地上变成了天主教,
don't we know that the church on the earth become Roman Catholicism.
结果呢,
and so we see the church fell into a period of extreme darkness.
被天主教那些说法,那些规矩教条,
and with all the rules and regulations and teachings of the Roman Catholicism, then they, all the saints have been ensnared and bound.
一捆就是1000年哦,
and do you realize that when they are being bound, they are bounded for 1,000 years?
所以你就知道这个捆绑的力量是多么的厉害。
So we see that this bondage is so fearful.
我们晓得今天在地上,
so we realize that today,
很多神的儿女们被这个基督教的传统很多习惯东西也是捆住。
So we know even on in today, many brothers and sisters are bound by these things in Christendom.
虽然在15、16世纪时候主兴起了马丁路德,
although in the 15th and 16th century we know how the Lord raised up Martin Luther,
好不容易从这个天主教的这个大的捆绑里面突破出来了,
so how with much difficulty they were able to free themselves from the bondage of Roman Catholicism.
那个是要靠流血的,
and we know they depend, they need the shedding of blood,
付上极重大的代价,
and how they have to pay great prices for that,
那么才突破了这个残锐,
how they can break forth from this bondage.
但是我们都知道马丁路德从那个里面出来的之后呢并没有完全脱离,
but when we know that Martin Luther, although when he come out of this Roman bondage, he is not complete, he's yet completely free,
还是有一些小小东西缠住他,
there are still minor things, little things that still ensnare him.
并且我们知道后来也犯了很大的错误,
and so we later on we see Martin Luther also commit a great crime.
这个 Anna Baptist 的基督徒被他迫害的被杀害的很多,
and how does this Anabaptist believers, they were being persecuted by Martin Luther.
所以你看见这个仇敌的工作一直是缠累人,
so brothers and sisters, do you realize that the work of the enemy is always one of ensnaring and tangling us?
只有到了18、19世纪,
so it's only when we come to 18th and 19th century,
运动起来的时候,
how we see the Brethren movement,
他们就
and how this Brethren movement brought the saints to a more liberty, more free position.
我想我们今天呢,
and so today I believe that we have received and we have inherited this freedom from them.
但是很可惜, 几百年过去之后呢, 逐渐地看见神的儿女们好像又落到许许多多的,
but very sadly, after a few hundred of years, we see that we are slowly and gradually being and fall into this ensnarement. So we see that religion is something that ensnares us to.
还有加上今天这个世界中充满了各式各样污秽的东西.
And also, furthermore, we have seen that things that defile and profane us.
非常的可怕.
And these are very fearful things.
所以这个世界也是仇敌手中的一个工具, 用来, 捆绑人。
And so we see how the world is also become an instrument in which the enemy can use to ensnare us.
当然我们今天我们知道在地上, 我们这个人生活中还有这像很多的病痛啊, 病也是一个缠绕的东西。
So today when we are living on earth, we know that, you know, sometimes illnesses and diseases are also things that trap us.
但有的时候好像无可避免,
it seems that sometimes these are unavoidable.
但是呢,
but we know that the Lord can cause us to be free in our spirit.
那么除了这个之外,
and beside this,
我们晓得还有一个很厉害的东西啊, 缠绕我们的,
we know that there's also another thing that is very powerful that continue to ensnare us.
就是我们人的己啊,
it is our own self.
这个是 我们极里面有私欲这个东西啊, 是我们很大参与的一个人。
And how within this self there's this lust and passions that can continue to ensnare us.
其实我们的人的己就是我们人的魂这个部分。
And when we talk about the self, we are referring to that of the soul.
所以今天在我们灵里面最大的困扰就是我们的魂。
So in the heart, that in the understanding, when we talk about self, we know that the biggest portion is the soul.
啊，就是我们的思想、我们的意念、我们的情感。
Our thinking, our thoughts, our inclinations, our passions.
都是我喜欢什么，我要什么，我决定什么。
Our emotions and all those things, I want this, I want that, all these things pertaining to feed the self.
所以你会看见，在过去教会的历史上，一到今天也有些圣徒是这样。
And so you see from the church history, from the past to present, there are also some saints that are like this.
他们愿意背起十字架跟从主。
But there are some saints that are willing to carry a cross and follow the Lord. They are willing to become the good soldier.
他们跟自己的里面的这许多的欲望也打仗。
And so these good soldiers of the Lord, they have this battle concerning within their soul and their passions and their lust.
这个，我们知道。弟兄姊妹都很喜欢这个 Miss Barber 的这个诗歌。
I know that many brothers and sisters like the songs or hymns written by Miss Barber Mon.
哦，这个就是那个何素文教师。
Miss Barber Morrison.
Miss Barber. 她写的又是诗歌，我们常常唱的。
And she has written some hymns that we often sing.
很喜欢唱的，我不敢失败，对吧？不敢。
Hymns, for example, like I dare not be defeated.
我愿意做得胜者。
That I wish to be an overcomer.
那么他又写了说呢，这个我对撒旦总是说不，对父神就说是。
And how she also wrote a hymn that say no to Satan but yes to Father in heaven.
哇，我们姊妹的诗歌很雄壮。
And we know that these hymns of great, very vigorous.And liberating. So we find that there are some very interesting things in the hymns. The hymns written by this dear sister is very strong. Whereas on the other hand, the hymns written by brothers are very gentle and mild. So for example, if you sing hymns written by Miss Barbara, you know that's very invigorating.
你如果唱尼陀森弟兄写的诗歌啊，都是非常的温柔的。
On the other hand, if you read sing hymns by Brother Watchman Nee, then you find that it's very gentle.
呀，我们的姊妹实在是一个战士。
So we know that Miss Barbara is a great warrior.
她是一个真正跟自己打仗的一个人。
And she is one who is always having constant battle against herself.
我们晓得我们的姊妹对今天整个中国的教会的影响非常大。
And so we know and understand today that her influence and impact in the whole church history of China is great.
我这几年去中国大陆。
In these few years, I embarked on to China.
哎呀，叫我很惊异的一件事情。
Something of It's astonishing to me.
很多弟兄姊妹很怀念我们的姊妹。
There are many brothers and sisters in China who remember and think of this sister, Miss Barbara.
所以前两年我到了福州。
And 2 years ago, I went to Fuzhou.
有一个弟兄说，孙弟兄，我带你去看他埋葬的地方。
There's a brother who says, Brother Sun, can I bring you to see the grave of Miss Barbara?
哎呀，那个叫我很兴奋。
And indeed, that caused me to be greatly excited.
那么我就跟着他去看他埋葬的地方。
So I went to see the place where she was buried.
我到了那里，心里面非常受感动。
And when I reached the place when I saw her, her grave, I was very touched.
我们的姊妹把她的一生都奉献给主。
You see, the sisters have given the entire life to the Lord.
在中国很孤单的跟随主。
How she was lonely in the pursuit and following the Lord.
绝对顺服主的。
But we see that she is one who is.Absolutely submitting to the law.
那天我们跑到一个小山头上面。
On that day, we went to a little mountain.
很偏僻。
One very isolated, deserted place.
我们走一个山路到了一个山头上。
So we walked along a mountain track to this place.
那里只有一个小小的一个田地。
And there, there's this paddy field.
那个弟兄啊，就很激动的从那边就跑，就站在那个田中间。
And so this brother ran towards the paddy field in the midst of it and standing there.
他说：“我们的姊妹就在这里。”
And he said, "Our sister lies here."
因为我们晓得过去呢，
这个在红卫兵的时代。
Because when we know during the time of the Red Guards,
他们呢把这个些宣教士的坟墓通通把它拆毁。
And we know that how they dismantle and all the graves of destroy all the graves of all these preachers, and so the grave of our sisters was also being destroyed.
所以后来呢，他的子女呢，从英国来的时候呢，就把他的一些的骨头啊，要捡起来。
And so later on, when the niece came from England and took some of her exhumed grave and took some of her bones,
然后用那个小小的棺木
and use a little box coffin,
就把它埋在这个一个好像菜园子一样的。
And so how she buried this coffin in the farm, in the vegetable plot.
那么这几年因为开放。
And because in these few years, the China is a little bit open.
好多基督徒就想说呢，能不能把它这个棺木挖出来，给它做一个好的坟。
There are many Christians who say that whether it's a good idea that we give her a better burial place.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们有很多年长的弟兄们。
There are many elderly Christians, brothers.
实在是认识我们的姊妹。
They really know about our sister, Miss Barbara.
他们就说不要动她。
They say, don't touch her.
因为我们的姊妹本来就是喜欢这个样子。
Because our sister really like to be in such condition.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我站在那里看见那个，我心里非常受感动。
When I stand there and look at it, I was very touched in my heart.
我们的姊妹把她自己交在主手中。
How our sisters entrusted their life into the hands of the Lord.
对中国教会所产生的这个重大的影响。
And this great impact and influence she has to the church history in China. 一直到今天，很多弟兄姊妹还很怀念她。And so even until today, there are many brothers and sisters who have fond memories of her.
我们要知道，这今天在中国呢，30年代的时候，所以弟兄姊妹能够明白神的旨意。
So from the 30s in China, where brothers and sisters who can understand and say they know how to understand the purpose of God, the view of God.
是我们的姊妹把这个带到中国的。
It is this sister that brought the purpose of God to China.
我们都知道她跟随主是跟随的非常的紧的。
And so we know that when she followed the Lord, she followed in extremely closely.
她对圣经有相当的一个认识。
And she has great recognition and understanding of the Bible.
她也是一个紧紧背十架跟从主的人。
And she is one who followed closely with the Lord, carrying her own cross.
非常认识十字架。
And so she know about the cross.
也有相当的恩赐。
And she has also great gifts from the Lord.
我记得有一次一个姊妹告诉我们她一个小小的故事。
One I remember a sister who tried to tell a story of this sister.
那个姊妹呢，她的祖父祖母啊，在另外一个村庄里。
And this sister has her grandparents in another village.
她的祖父呢是一个医生。
Her grandfather is a doctor.
那么那个时候她的祖母呢已经到了差不多要死的一个情况。
And the grandmother was almost very old and almost dying.
啊，病得很严重。
And was seriously sick.
那么这个虽然丈夫是医生，也没办法医她。
Although the husband is a doctor, he has no means and no ideas of how to cure her.
有一天早晨，她的丈夫去诊所。
And one day, one morning, when the husband go to the clinic,
有人就跑来建议啊。
Then someone ran to give a suggestion, come forward to give a suggestion.
在这个隔壁的村庄里面呢，有两个这个外国女人。
And somebody gave them a suggestion, say that in the next village, there's two foreigners.
他说呢，他们会唱歌。
And they know that, and these people know how to sing hymns.
他说呢，他们常常唱歌也会医治人。
When they sing hymns, they can also cure people.
那要不要请他们来唱歌？
Do you want to invite them over to sing some hymns?
结果呢，那就是 Miss Barbara 跟她的同工两个人。
And so in the end, we know that it's Miss Barbara and a co-worker.
所以他们就把他们两个请来了。
And they were being invited over to this village.
那么何淑云教师来住，就在那个老姊妹的面前就唱诗祷告。
And so Miss Barbara came to this old elderly sister who is sick and sing and pray to her.
结果呢，
她的病就好了。
And in the end, her illness was cured.
所以她的家人呢，跑去告诉那个老医生说，你的太太活了。
And so the family members ran to tell the old physician that your wife is well now, alive.
啊，他说绝对不可能。
And he says no, it cannot be so.
他说我是医生，我懂得。
And I'm a doctor, I know better.
啊，家人说不，你赶快回去。
But the family said no, you must come back quickly.
结果回去之后真的是活了。
And so when he came back, he saw that indeed she was well.
所以那一天他们就一同都信了主。
And so on that day, the whole family all believed in the Lord.
所以这是我们姊妹呢那个时候在乡下做工的一小小的故事。
And so this is the little work of testimony of Miss Barbara in the village, in the small village.
我们都知道倪弟兄啊，曾经有至少有两次去恳求这个何顺文教师。
We know that Brother Washman Ni has.On two occasions, went to seek out Miss Barbara,
流着泪请她
and how he, with tears he shed, he besought her.
说你有这么丰富的圣经认识
and you have such great understanding of the Bible.
你有这么好的一个生命的经历
and you have such great experience in your life.
你为什么不出去在中国各地呢？去开特会来帮助人
Why don't you go around China and hold special conference to help others?
但是我们的姊妹，她是一个跟从主的人。
But we know that our sister is one who follow after the Lord.
我们都晓得，今天呢，很多的时候，在这些事情上，你要战胜自己才行。
We know that in all these matters, in such circumstances, very often we need to overcome ourselves.
我们的姊妹拒绝弟兄的要求。
Our dear sisters rejected the request of this brother.
因为主给他的命令是。他要遵守
Because what the Lord has entrusted to her, the commands the Lord given her, she must obey.
虽然他一辈子到后来都在那么一个小小的村庄里面
So although even she has spent her entire life in this little obscure village,
但是他培养了许多的年轻弟兄们起来
But she has raised up many young workers for the Lord.
结果对中国的教会产生了非常深远的影响
And so these young people have indeed far-reaching.Impact on China history.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们人的己啊，也是一个缠累我们自己的一个东西。
So you see that this self that is in us is something that always also ensnares us and tangles us.
所以因此保罗对提摩太说
So Paul spoke to Timothy.
他说提摩太啊，你要和我同受苦难，做耶稣基督的精兵。
So Paul encouraged Timothy says.That you must endure hardship with me to be a good soldier.
所以对于基督徒来讲，要摆脱这些缠累我们的事物，这是一场很艰苦的征战。
So we see that in order to free from all these entanglements, it is an extreme, very bitter battle.
所以保罗才用这个当兵呢，当军人这件事情来解释这个经历。
So Paul used very aptly these experiences of being a good soldier.
我们都知道，在今天这个国家里面呢，这个军人的职业是一个很特别的职业。
So we know that this profession as a soldier in the country is something very special.
这个职业呢是有荣誉的。
And we know that there's great honor in this profession.
但是呢，这个职业也是卖身的。
And this profession is also selling your life away.
你一当兵的话呢，你就把自己卖掉了。
So when you become a soldier, you're selling your life away.
因为你当了军人之后，你只能为着国家。
Because as a soldier, you can only your life is for the country.
你必须专一的奉献为着你的国家。
You must concentrate and giving your life for the country.
所以保罗知道这个做军人的这个特性。
So Paul knew of this special characteristics of this soldier.
所以一个当军人的人是不能讨自己的喜悦是要讨那个招他当兵的人的喜悦
So a soldier is not one who pleases himself but to please the one that enlists him
所以对于做军人对做基督徒来讲
So as being a Christian
有一个很基本的经历就是我们必须知道我们要做主的军人
So as a Christian, you must be a soldier of the Lord, a soldier for the Lord.
你只有当这个军人的这个经历，你才能讨主的喜悦。
So you must have this experience as being a good soldier. Then only you can please the Lord.
我们都知道 这个讨主的喜悦是很重要的一件事。
Because we know that in order to please the Lord is something extremely important.
我记得曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过啊，这个爱跟喜悦是有点不一样。
So I remember that I've shared with brothers and sisters that you know this love and pleasing the Lord is two different matters.
神爱我们是没有问题的。
We know that God loves us. There's no problem in this.
但神不一定喜悦我们。
But it's not necessarily true that the Lord is pleased with us.
啊，今天我们的生活、我们的服事不一定让主喜悦。
You know, for example, our the way we live, the service that we render may not please the Lord.
所以呢，追求讨主的喜悦。
So pursuing so that we can please the Lord,
这是一个很重要的一个点。
It's a very important point.
所以保罗说，我们立定了心志，要得主的喜悦。
So Paul says that we have set our mind so that we can please the Lord.
所以做一个基督徒，你不仅要懂得神的爱。
So being a Christian, we not only know about the love of God.
要追求主的喜悦。
But we must also pursue after the pleasure of the Lord.
我们只有做主耶稣。眼中看为对的事，你才能够得他的喜悦，对不对？
So it's only when we do things that are right before the Lord, then we can please Him.
所以保罗说，如果你要追求这样的一种的经历，你必须要像军人一样。
So Paul says that indeed, if you want to have such an experience, then you must become a soldier for the Lord.
那我们都知道呢，一个好的军人呢，是要受过很多训练。
So we know that being a good soldier, you have to go through many trainings.
一个军人要受过好的训练，才能够为国家效力的。
So a soldier have been through many trainings, then he can serve the country.
我想至少我们会知道，你要做一个好的军人呢，有三方面的条件需要有的。
So we know that in order to be a good soldier, you need three conditions.
第一个是很艰苦的训练。
So the first is very, training in hardship.
那么第二个呢，需要有精良的装备。
And the other one, you need to be equipped.
那么第三个点，你需要有很旺盛的士气。
And the lastly, you must have a very strong, fighting spirit.
我想你一个好军人至少需要有这几方面的条件。
So a good soldier, you know that need these conditions.
首先呢，我们看看这个艰苦的训练。
So we know this, hard training.
你知道当军人呢，那个。这么苦的训练最重要的一个目的是什么呢
？So we a soldiers undergo all this very difficult training. What is the ultimate purpose?
就是要把这个军人训练成绝对的顺服。
And all this training is so that the soldier become totally obedient.
所以一个军人不仅有爱国心
，So not only a soldier become patriotic to the country.
你不仅有忠心
，Not only being loyal to the country.
更重要的是你要这个顺服。
But the more important, there's this spirit of obedience.
我想我们中间弟兄们呢，就当过兵的人，你都大概都有这个经验。
I think brothers who have been through national service and been a soldier, you know this experience.
这个新兵训练的时候啊，最重要第一个要求就是要他的顺服。
You know, when in your recruit days, the most difficult training is to train you to be obeyed, train you to obey.
这个顺服呢，就是到了战场上的时候呢。即使你要丢掉了你的生命，你也要能顺服上面的命令。
So obedience is extremely important because once you go into the battleground, even at the expense of your life, you have to obey.
我想对基督徒来讲也是这样。
So I felt that being a Christian is similar.
我们要作为主好的军人呢。
In order to be a good soldier for the Lord,
你必须要学会顺服主。
You need to learn how to obey the Lord.
我们晓得这个在基督徒属灵经历里面。基本经历里面，顺服是一个最难学的功课。
So the very basic, you know, experiences in as far as a Christian is concerned, this lesson of obedience is the hardest lesson.
这个道理很容易懂的。
You know, truths, doctrines is very easily learned.
但是呢
，but
真正的实行起来说，常常是很困难。
But when we want to carry out the orders.We know that it's very difficult.
因为我们人堕落之后呢，我们都晓得我们里面有悖逆的个性。
Because since man have fallen by nature, we have this rebellious nature in us.
但是我们蒙恩得救之后
，But when we have received grace and
we
be saved,
我们必须要学会顺服。
We need to learn how to be obedient.
我们知道今天在我们里面呢，这个训练我们顺服的是谁呢
？Today in we that who dwells in each one of us, who is training us to be obedient, who is that person?
圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面，天天训练我们，就是要叫我们学顺服。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us, and every day train us, want to help us to learn the lesson of obedience.
我记得我刚蒙恩得救没多久。
I remember when I was saved not long.
主的灵已经住在我里面。
I know that the Spirit of the Lord dwells in me.
所以生活上有很多的事情呢，这个圣灵都在训练。
So in my life and in the many things day or daily living, the Holy Spirit is continually training us.
啊，那比方说有一个经历啊。
For example, I just shared with one experience of mine.
我年轻的时候，少年人嘛，这个有时候也是不守规矩，乱丢东西啊。
Yeah, as a young man, being youth, you know, we any throw things anyhow. 哎，
主曾经在这件事情上给我一个训练。
In this matter, the Lord gave me some training.
我相信这个故事可能有很多弟兄姊妹已经知道。
I think that maybe this story that some brothers and sisters have heard before.
有一次我乱丢东西。
On one occasion, I throw things away.
圣灵说你不可以，你这个基督徒不可以乱丢东西。
Then the Holy Spirit tell me that as a Christian, you cannot throw litter all over the place.
但是那个地方很脏啊，那个垃圾一大堆，到处都是。
But when I look at that place, they're full of litters.
Very dirty. 这里这么脏，我丢一点东西什么关系
？I said this place so already so dirty. If I throw some more little bit there, what's the difference?
那主说不行。
Then the Lord told me, you cannot do that.
那我求你赦免我。
Then I said the Lord, you forgive me.
主说不行。
Then the Lord said no.
那我说那怎么办呢
？Then I said how?
主说你回去捡起来。
The Lord says you go back and pick it up.
所以我就回去找我丢的那。
So I went back to the litter to look for.
那里一大堆的这个垃圾。
那 great pile of rubbish there.
你还不能随便选一个就算，不行的。
You cannot choose anyone and say that's it.
还非要找到那一个不可。
You must find the litter that you threw.
感谢主还找到了。
So I went there, the rubbish heap, they pick up the litter that I threw. Thank God I found it.
我就把它拿到垃圾桶里面丢，我里面才平安。
So I took the rubbish and threw into the rubbish.
所以这是我很年轻的时候在主面前学的一个功课。
So I find this is a lesson that I learned when I was young in the Lord.
所以从那个时候开始起。
So from then on,
我以后的生活里面我再也不敢丢任何东西。
So from then on, I dare not anyhow throw litter.
我知道就是一点最小小的一点都我随便乱丢我就有麻烦。
So even the little tiny little bit things, even I throw it away, then I have some problems.
所以我这个战战兢兢的啊，很多时候东西我都放在口袋里，要找到垃圾桶才能丢下去。
So it's very often with fear and trembling that I put the litter into my pocket and until I find a rubbish bin.
但是在大概两年以前，主又给我一个功课。
那不。Perhaps about 2 years ago, then the Lord gave me another lesson.
我想为着很多在座年轻弟兄姊妹
，perhaps for the young brothers and sisters.
容许我把我自己这点经历交通给你们。
Allow me to share with you my this little experience.
有一天我到一个药房里面去买点东西。
On one occasion, I went to a pharmacy to buy something.
因为从我家到那个药房地方有一些的小路。
Because from my house to the pharmacy, there's this small lane.
那么等我回来的时候啊
，So on the when the make my journey back，
我走到那里看见一个香蕉皮掉在那。
So on the way back, I found a banana skin on the floor。
我就想说我要小心不要踩到它。
So I thought, so that I should be careful and not to step on the banana skin。
那我走了差不多十几步啊。
Then after that, I walked a few steps。
突然里面一个感觉出来了。
Then suddenly in me, there's this feeling。
这圣灵在里面讲话。
Then the Holy Spirit began to talk to me。
他说：“你回去把它捡起来。
”Holy Spirit said, "Go back and pick up the banana skin."
你知道我站在那里我就很久。
I stand there and pause for a while, quite a while.
我说：“主啊，我年轻时候学这个功课。
”So I say, "Lord, I learned this lesson when I was young."
我现在快七十岁了，我还要学这个功课吗
？Now I'm 70 years old. Must I continue to learn this lesson?
并且呢，那个香蕉皮又不是我丢的。
Furthermore, this banana skin not thrown by me.
我在那里跟主讲起理由来了。
So you see, I stand there and debate with the Lord.
但是我里面很清楚一件事情。
But I realize I'm very clear in my heart.
如果我不顺服主
，If I'm not obedient to the Lord，
我今天的生活我不会有安息。
Then today my life, I wouldn't have peace in the Lord.
哎呀，我就感觉到哈，有一些小小的功课，是你一生在主面前学的功课。
So in fact, I felt that indeed there are these little tiny lessons that We have to learn our entire life.
好像主说啊, 是的, 你年轻时候曾经顺服过。
It's just as though the Lord says, yes, you have learned this lesson when you are young.
现在你年老了, 你还能顺服吗?
So now even when you are old, are you able to be obedient?
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
你曾经顺服过主。
You have been obedient in the past.
你到现在你还能顺服吗?
But today, are you continue to be able to be obedient?
所以我觉得我必须顺服。
So I felt that I need to be obedient.
虽然那个香蕉皮不是我丢的。
Although the banana skin is not thrown away by me.
所以我就转过身来，我走过去把那香蕉皮拿起来。
So I turned around and went up to pick up the banana skin.
然后找到一个合适地方把它丢掉。
So I find a suitable place and I throw it away.
我这个年轻的时候的那个经历的顺服主的那个喜乐就出。
Then suddenly that joy in which I experienced in the Lord when I was young suddenly comes to me.
我里面真是,
and on that day I feel extreme joy. And it was a totally new experience.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters, so you see the obedience, the lesson of obedience we learn our entire life. And if you are a good soldier,
耶稣基督的精兵,
you are a good soldier,
你必须学习顺服。
You need to learn obedience.
因为只有这样的顺服主能才能把我们从很多的这个困扰捆绑里面释放出来的。
Because unless you learn the lesson of obedience, then only then the Lord will be able to free you from all this entanglement.
那容许我再讲这个一个可能弟兄姊妹听过的故事。
Allow me also to continue to share another story. Perhaps you have heard before.
你知道，1904年的时候，在英国呢，曾经有一个大复兴。
You know, in 1904, there was a great revival in England.
那个被称作是威尔士的大复兴。
We know that there was the Welsh revival.
那么主使用了一个弟兄叫做 Evan Roberts.
We know that the Lord used Robert Evans to. To be the instrument of that great revival.
He's a
brother who is very reverent and God fearing man.
And
he became extremely famous.
You know,
even Sister Pen Lewis, when want to make mention of him, he says, this is a God man. So even Ben Lewis, Sister Ben Lewis have this respect for him.
So in
one day, there's a brother who went to visit this Robert Evans.
他说, Robert Steele, 为什么我, 一直到今天我的属灵生命都不成长?
And so he went to see Robert Evans and inquired and asked this question, how is it that my life, my spiritual life, I could not grow? So the brothers spoke to him.
他说你最后一次向人认错是什么时候?
He says that since when is the last time you confess your sin to another person?
那个弟兄想一想啊, 他说好像三个月之前呢,
so then the brother thought, think for a while, he says perhaps about 3 months ago that I said sorry to somebody.
他说难怪你的生命不长进啊。
So Robert Evans says, no wonder you never grow spiritually.
他说我5分钟之前才向人道歉。
Robert Evans says that 5 minutes ago I confessed my mistakes to another person.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道今天主的灵住在我们的里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you know that the Spirit of God dwells in each one of us?
神对我们的要求最大的要求就是要顺服圣灵的带领。
So the greatest commandment, requirement by the Lord is that we obey the Spirit.
顺服恩膏的教训,
we must obey the Spirit of anointing.
这个是我们一个非常基本的功课。
This is a very basic lesson.
我想如果我们能在这些最根基的事上, 每个弟兄姊妹都学习顺服恩膏的教训的话呢,
so I think that if every Christian will learn to follow after the anointing that is in our heart, the Holy Spirit that teaches us, then we know that our physical, our human problems can become very low. All your family problems can be inconsequent. And even the problems that is face the assembly can also be reduced. So in the church or in anything, all these reasons, the lesson lies in obedience.
We know that to be a soldier, the most difficult training is to learn to obey.
And we know that a soldier, as far as concerned, the greatest and most difficult training is that of learning obedience.
一个好军人是绝对顺服命令。
A good soldier is one who obeys commands.
我们说常常讲命令，命令，什么叫命令呢？ So we, 用你的命去守住那个令，你的命令。
And so we often say command, command. What is the meaning of command? It's use your life to obey that is being ordered down.
对了。 命可以丢掉，令要守住。
You can lose your life, but you must obey the order.
所以今天如果我们在主面前属灵的生活能达到这个点，你看还有什么问题呢？
And so if today if our spiritual life can be attain such a stage, then where are all the problems will become inconsequent.
所以这是我们一生在主面前所应当有的一个学的功课。
And so this is a lesson that we ought to have in our life before the Lord.
保罗呢？ 在新约圣经里面，对于这个做军人，他是讲的最多的一个人。
And so we know that Paul spoke about being a soldier for the Lord quite a number of times in the Bible.
我们都很熟悉以弗所书第六章的那段话。
We are very familiar with Ephesians chapter 6, that portion of scripture.
保罗告诉我们要穿上全副的军装。
Paul says, exhort us to put on the full armor of God.
那里他讲到，这个军装帮助我们是帮助我们能够站稳了脚步。
And so how is this? We are able to stand when we put on the armor of God.
所以当然呢，我们晓得军今天好的军人不仅你是有这个好的操练，并且也需要有装备。
So you know that being a good soldier, you need not only to have good training, but you need to have a properly equipped.
我相信弟兄姊妹们对于以弗所书第六章里面所讲的这个军装这件事情，我们已经听了很多，我们也很熟悉。
I believe that brothers and sisters have heard on many occasions about this armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6.
那今天晚上呢，我们要着重的讲，因为这一些装备呢，都是经历，属灵的经历。Because
today we want to speak about this because this is spiritual experiences that we go. They are spiritual experiences. And these are the equipment received from our experiences. This is our entire life's learning. We must train all this continuously. We need to know and be familiar with all these
equipment.
We must be very familiarize ourselves with this equipment.
我记得我们去当兵的时候也是这样。
I remember that when I was a soldier, we are also like this.
哇，我们光是一把枪啊。
No, we just for the rifle alone that we have.
拆了又装起来，拆了又装起来，不知道弄了多少遍。
We have to dismantle, we have to fix it, dismantle, fix it. I can't keep track of how many times we decide.
他要训练到一个地步，把灯整个关掉了，你也能装起来。
You must train it until such a stage, even when they switch off the light, you are able to fix up your rifle.
要非常的熟悉这个兵器。
You must be very familiar with this piece of instrument.
然后带到靶场上打了不知道几百发子弹。
And even when you go to the rifle range, and yet you have to shoot so many rounds of bullets.
你要懂得怎么样运用这个兵器。
So you must know how to use this instrument.
我们晓得 保罗在这里所讲到神给基督徒的这些装备。
So when we talk about Paul and this armor, this equipment that God has given to us, Christian, it's not just for you to have head knowledge. You not only have head knowledge, you need to practice it. You must train yourself with very familiar with it.
所以我们常常发觉基督徒啊，对于真理的事情呢，是知道，但是不熟练。
So we know that Christians, when they know many about doctrines, but they did not practice themselves.
所以你根本不能用的。
So you can't even use these doctrines to learn this truth that you have learned.
好像今天呢，假如说你今天进到部队里去了。
So for example, today you are entering into a platoon, a battalion.
哇，他现在把一个最好的一个武器给你了。
And so now they give you the best equipment, weapon.
你如果没有经过训练，是很危险的事情。
So you know that if you have not been through training, it's extremely dangerous.
今天给你一架最好的飞机，叫你去飞呀。
Today they give you the best aeroplane and ask you to fly.
那个飞机是很厉害的，很厉害的武器，但是你不会飞有什么用呢？
But we know that the aeroplane is a very powerful equipment, but if you can't fly, it's of no use.
所以军队里面就是不断的操练，对不对？
So we know that in the training in the army, you have to continue practice and training.
所以有弟兄讲到，我们今天呢，实在来讲，教会是什么？ 教会就是新兵训练中心了。
So when brothers, when they mention, what is the church? The church is a place where the soldiers are recruited and trained.
为什么在这里要读经啊？要祷告啊？要服侍啊
？Why is it in the church? We need to read the Bible. We need to pray and we need to serve.
不是我们已经会了，我们在这里操练。
It's not that we really know and we have learned and.It's here where we can practice it and exercise it.
你看，就是连我们的祷告都需要操练的。
You know that even our prayers we need to exercise.
我们开头祷告的时候，像小孩、像 baby 讲话也讲不清楚。
So even you know when we first begin to utter a word of prayer, we know we are just like a baby, even who babble and cannot be make clear what they talk about.
啊，经过了多年的操练之后。
But after many years of exercise,
哇，有的弟兄姊妹这个祷告啊。这是很老练。
So we see that how some brothers and sisters who are elderly, their prayers are extremely.
有时候一个祷告出来了，整个教会的光景都被带起来了。
And so when you see that even when they utter the moment of prayer, they can uplift the entire spirit of the church.
不在乎我们知不知道，乃在乎我们熟不熟练。
It's not whether we know or not, but it's more concerned with whether we have practiced them.
所以我在这里很快的把这几个点啊，再重新和弟兄姊妹们交通一下。
So maybe I'll just revise with some of the points quickly with brothers and sisters.
他第一个说我们需要真理的腰带。
Yes, first they say you need to be good yourself with the truth. With
这就告诉我们你要熟悉真理。
So it says that we must be familiar with truth.
你才能够受真理的约束。
Then, unless you know the truth, you cannot be
guided by the truth. 这样你的生活才有力量。
If you are girded by the truth, then you have strength in your life. We know that brothers and sisters, today they read the Bible.
但是我们问一下，主的话在你的生活中有约束的力量吗？
But we ask them, the word of God, has it any, is it able to gird you?
我们很多时候说主的话只不过是头脑的知识。
On many occasions, the word of God is just knowledge in the brain.
我们用来讲讲，来讨论讨论。
We use it to share, we use it to discuss and discuss.
这个不是主的心意。
This is not the will, the
主的心意是他的话必须在我们身上有约束的力量。
The will of God is such that His word can be girded around our ways.
我们的生活是紧跟着主的话走的。
Because our life.Must follow closely after the word of the Lord.
我们的侍奉也是紧跟着主的话走。
Even our service must follow after the footsteps of the Lord.
我们知道今天呢，基督教在地上最大的难处是什么呢
？So we know that today the greatest problem in Christendom.
读主的话
，we read the word of God.
解释主的话
，we explain the word of God.
而不照主的话行
，but we don't follow the word of God.
所以教会的光景就变得非常软弱。
And so we see the conditions in the church become very weak.
所以今天我们在教会的生活中，我们来学习操练，让主的话能够成为我们里面的力量。
So today in the church, we must learn how to exercise the word of God, so that the word of God become the strength in our lives.
所以我常常对青年弟兄姊妹讲
，So often I encourage younger brothers and sisters.
我说呢，你要有读经生活是好的。
You have a good Bible study life, that's good.
你要能把主的话背下来也是好的。
You can memorize the word of God, that's good too.
你能够研究圣经的话，知道里面很多的道理也是好的。
You can expound and discuss the word of God and understand the teaching.
但是这个还没有达到读经的目的。
But you have yet to reach the stage when concerning Bible study.
你知道这两年我在中国啊。
In these few years when I was in China.
我碰见有一些年轻人，他们很厉害啊。
I met some young people. They are very extremely good.
我碰见了好几个人，他们是全本新约圣经都背过了。
I met a few of them where they memorized the New Testament.
这个好不好呢？非常好。
Is this good? Yes, it's very good.
但是你知道我们读经最大的目的是什么呢
？But do you know that what is the great objective of reading the Bible?
就是让圣经的思想成为我们的思想。
Is such the spirit of the Bible, the thinking of the Bible become our thoughts, our thinking.
所以你知道今天的基督教里面有很多人，他们甚至是圣经的学者，对不对
？And so you know, in Christianity, there are some people who become scholars in Bible.
他们花了很多时间研究圣经。
They spend many years to examine the Bible.
但是圣经是圣经，它是它。这个没有关系的。
But the Bible remains as the Bible, and he remains the same. There no seems to be no relationship between them.
所以一个人的生活能够受圣经话语的约束，那个才是真正有力量的生活。
So it's only when a person who is able to be constrained by the Word of God then his life can become of value to the Lord.
我们都知道以弗所书的这一段话是给教会。
We know that the words from the book of Ephesians is for the church.
所以这也说明今天我们需要在教会的生活中来操练主的话语。
And so we know that in the church we need to exercise ourselves in the word of God.
然后第二个点呢，讲到公义的护心镜。
And so he talked about the breastplate of righteousness.
我们知道我们的胸中啊，就在我们心胸中间呢，要有这个行义来作为保护。
And so we know that this breastplate of righteousness, we need this righteousness as a protection for ourselves.
我们晓得越到末了的时代，
we know that when even we come to the end days,
如果我们进到但以理所说的七十这个七的最后一个七的时代，
and when even we come to the last seven of the 70 sevens spoken of by the prophet Daniel，
那就讲到启示录的时代。
And we know that we talk about the period of revelation, during the period of the revelation.
那完全是一个神公义审判的时代。
And we know that it's a period of righteous judgment of the Lord.
因为神的工作最后要进入永远。
Because we know that the work of God ultimately is to enter into eternity.
神在地上要做公义，绝对公义的审判。
And the Lord would want to do a righteous judgment.
神绝不能许可任何的罪恶，任何一点点的错误被带到勇士里。
And God would definitely not allow any sin or any evil to be brought into the eternity.
所以今天在地上教会的生活中，神的儿女们要行义是非常重要的。
So today in our church life, the work of righteousness is extremely important.
我们只有过公义的生活，才能保护我们的心胸啊。
It's only when we try to lead a righteous life, then we can protect our chest. That's the chest breastplate of righteousness.
所以这个也是一个重要的操练。
So this is another important exercise.
或者我多讲一点。
Perhaps I elaborate further.
我们晓得我们基督徒的神的要求啊，不是好坏的问题。
We know that God's requirement of a saint, of a Christian, is not whether we do right or do wrong.
圣经里面呢，所有的要求都是义和不义的问题。
The requirement in the Bible is always righteousness and unrighteousness, not right or wrong.
对，不是光是善恶的问题。
It's not good or evil.
所以我有时候跟弟兄姊妹这样比方。
So sometimes I give an example to brothers and sisters.
我们晓得大卫是一个爱主的人。
We know that King David is one who loved the Lord.
但是大卫曾经犯很厉害的罪。
We know that King David has committed a great sin.
所以在我们的眼中呢，我们不能说大卫是个好人，很难说他是个好人。
So in our eyes, we cannot say that King David is a good man.
但是大卫在神的眼中是个义人。
But in God's eyes, King David is a righteous man.
所以我们今天基督徒呢，衡量事情不是好坏的问题。
So today as a Christian, when we judge the world, when we consider the world, it's not whether good or bad. God is thinking of righteousness.
所以主用他的血使我们称义。
You know how the Lord shed his blood and caused us to become righteous?
我们感谢神，他要把我们变成一个义人。
We thank the Lord indeed that He wants us to become people of righteousness.
所以这个是一个很重要的一个点，我想没有时间再多解释。
I think that this is a very important point.
So,
we have not much time to elaborate. So we know Christians need to do the work of righteousness.
那么第三个点。
So the third point.
我们知道要用平安的福音的鞋穿上。
And how the third point says that you must shod yourself with the sandals of gospel of peace.
这里就讲走到哪里，主的福音就到哪里。
So where your legs travel, you bring the gospel along.
那么这个福音是带来平安的。
And we know that this gospel bring along with it peace.
我们把这个福音带出去，是把平安带出去。
So when we bring the gospel to a person, we bring the peace to him.
然后呢，他说有信心的盾牌。
And so how they have the shield of faith.
这里的信心盾牌，这个信心是完全相信神。
And this shield of faith, this faith is utterly believing and trusting in the Lord.
凡事都相信主。
To trust the Lord in all things.
他说这个点上仇敌攻击我们的时候常常射火箭。
And so you know that how the enemy attacks us, he attacks us with the fiery darts.
这个意思就是说呢，今天在我们生活中呢，不要接受任何能叫我们的心发烧的一个东西。
So what does the lesson teach us? It teaches us that don't easily accept things that cause us our hearts to burn with zeal.
哦，我们知道今天这个世界上有很多东西啊，有时候一进到我们心里，我们心就发烧了。
You know, today many things in this world, when they come into your heart, you become so zealous for them.
你要学会怎样的在信心中间来跟从主。
But you must know how to in your faith, how
用信心
you come and
挡住这些仇敌给的试探和。
How you use the shield of faith to block against all these fiery darts?
然后他讲的要戴上救恩的头盔。
And so he said, put on the helmet of salvation.
那么就说呢，我们的心思意念需要蒙拯救。
And how you see even our minds, our thoughts need to be saved.
我们需要一个健全的心思活在主跟前。
We need a well-sounded faith.
我们晓得，在这个末后的时代
，We know that in these last days，
仇敌有个很厉害的工作。
We know that the enemy is a very great work，
就是污秽人的心思。
And how they corrupt the minds and thoughts of men。
所以我们心思意念需要蒙拯救。
So our thoughts and minds need to be saved。
在挪亚的时代
，In the times of Noah，
圣经记载说，人终日所思想的都是恶。
And in the times of Noah, the men were thinking and going after all that is evil before the Lord.
我们感觉今天我们已经来到末后的时代，像挪亚的时代。
And today, when we come, just as the Lord says, we come to the days of Noah.
这个恶念很容易进到我们的里面。
And how this evil and wickedness can easily come into our
hearts. 所以我们需要戴上救恩的头盔。
And so we need the helmet of salvation. We put on the helmet of salvation.
然后呢，有圣灵的宝剑。
And so how the sword of the Spirit.
这个就是需要有解开来的主的话语。
And so how we use the sword of the Spirit to expound the word of God.
要启示，要有灵感的话语。
We need revelation. We need spirit inspired inspiration from the
Lord. 那么这些呢，我相信弟兄姊妹我们都很熟悉，对不对？
I think brothers and sisters are all very familiar.
我们都知道。
We all know.
但是这些是我们今天在教会的生活中需要不断的操练的东西。
But we know that although even though we know all these things, we need to train and exercise ourselves in all these things.
我们要懂得熟悉神所给我们的军装。
We must be very familiar with the armor of God which is given us.
尤其在今天这个时代中，这个变得格外的来的重要。
And especially in this time and age, it becomes even more important.
仇敌从四面八方的来攻击我们。
And you see how the enemy encompass us and try to attack us.
攻击主的教会。
And how you want to attack the church of God.
今天我们已经能感觉到这个东西了，已经弥漫到我们的生活里面。
And so today we have this feeling that indeed it has indeed crept into our lives.
你们知道现在哈，我简单讲一下，像在现在美国，连这个幼稚园的小孩子啊，都处在一个非常危险的一种光景中。
Just to share simply, even in America, you know, even in the kindergartens, these little kids are also living in an extremely dangerous circumstances.
比方说，现在美国，他们这个连政府也同意这个同性恋，甚至同性恋的结婚。
And so you see, even in the United States, how even the government condescend to this gay and gay marriages and so on.
所以他们现在对这个孩子的教育，讲到这个 family， 讲到这个家庭的时候
，and so even in the teaching of the children， when they discuss a family unit，
我们从前呢都是爸爸妈妈，对不对
？In the past we always father mother，
现在呢都是两个男人
，and now they even share two men，
画了图出来两个男的
，and they even have a picture and show the family unit as two fathers。
或者两个女的
，or even two female women there。
你看，从幼稚园的这个教育的里面，这些东西都进来了。
And so you see, even in the education of the little ones, in the kindergartens, and all these things even come into them, these things come into them.
啊
，into the education system.
我的儿子有两个儿女。
My sons have two children, two girls, two boys.
那个他的那个儿子呢，现在正好要进这个 preschool 啊 ，preschool。
Oh, now the little grandson is going to preschool。
他们夫妻两个就是伤脑筋的不得了。
And so now the parents have to crack their brains。
为他这个孩子找学校，已经找了不知道多少学校。
And they have to go and look up for schools for their children, the grandson。
不知道应该
把
这孩子放在哪里。
They could not find a good place to put the, trust their son in.
你看看现在这个严重到一个地步，已经到了这么样的幼小的孩子们，
So you see, the condition has now become so serious that they can't even find a safe place for the son. So brothers and sisters, indeed today we come to a very fearful time. So we know that the church need to be fully aware of the church armor, the armor of God. I think that we should not just use this as simple teaching and just hear this as hearsays. We pray that the Lord give us grace.
那么同时呢，我们还有一个重要的点， 就是我们需要有旺盛的士气啊，当军人。
And so the second point I want to mention is that as a soldier, we need to have this vigorous, invigorating spirit in us.
一个军队呢，如果没有士气，
you know, if the soldier does not have the morale, then he cannot go out for battle.
那么对于我们基督徒来讲， 这个士气是什么呢？
As a Christian, what is this morale among Christianity?
乃是我们灵里面光景的刚强。
It speaks about the conditions of our spirit in us.
那么怎么能使我们灵里面的光景刚强呢？
How to be strengthened in our spirit inside us?
我们就需要多多的祷告。
To be strengthened in the spirit, we need to pray all the time. So today when you look at the church,
各处都差不多这样，听到的人多，祷告的人少。
So we see there are many people who come to hear the teachings, but very few will come and pray.
那个祷告聚会都是人很少的。
You know that in the prayer meeting, the numbers are very small.
这说明怎么样？说明整个教会的这个士气不旺盛。
So it speaks about the morale of the church.
保罗告诉提摩太说，
So the church is of low morale. So Paul tells Timothy,
神所赐给我们的灵是刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
But the spirit that God has given us is one not of fear but of strength.
那么保罗,
and power and might.
保罗在提摩太前书里面曾经说到，
Paul in 1 Timothy mentioned before,
后书里面讲到，
For Paul mentioned in 2 Timothy,
他 提摩太后书第四章最后一节，
Paul, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, the last verse,
他说愿主与你的灵同在。
He says, Paul was making a benediction. He says, may the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
保罗知道提摩太是个爱主的人。
Paul knew that Timothy is one who loved the Lord.
他也非常的, 愿意服侍主。
And he was one who is very willing to serve the Lord.
但是这个时候保罗感觉到提摩太身上 有一个软弱，
but Paul perhaps sense there's a weakness in Timothy.
就是他的灵的光景软弱。
This is because of the spiritual conditions.
所以他特别说， 愿主与你的灵同在。
And so Paul encouraged him and says that may the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们， 我们需要主使我们的灵重新兴旺起来。
So today we need the Lord so that our spirit can be revived.
你晓得， 圣徒们的灵的光景起来的时候，
So if you can imagine that when all the saints, how their spirits are revived, then you will realize that our living, the way we live our lives will be different. Even then the conditions of the church will be different.
所以我们需要有像一个好的军队一样的， 有这种旺盛的士气。
And so we must be like a good battalion. We have a good high level morale.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
保罗在提摩太后书第二章里面，
So Paul in 2 Timothy mentioned,
保罗要我们做耶稣基督的精兵。
Paul said, encourage us to be a good soldier for the Lord.
那么这个精兵他最主要的一个征战， 就是要摆脱所有一切缠累我们的事物。
And so being a good soldier, you have to free yourselves from all these entanglements of the affairs of the world.
那么要摆脱这些缠累我们的事物。
And if you want to free yourselves from all these entanglements, you must be a good soldier.
你不仅个人在主面前要接受主给我们里面的这个训练。
So not only as an individual, you need to accept this training from the Lord in your life.
整个教会都需要接受主给我们的训练。
Then we see that the entire church need to also to have this same exercise together.
我想 今天到了末了的时代，
So today I think when we come to this end times,
这个世界今天变得越过越厉害的会缠绕人。
So we realize that in this end times, this world and the things of this world are so easily becoming more and more able to ensnare us.
所以我们愿主
让我们个人能够摆脱这些事物的缠累。
So today indeed we need to pray to the Lord so that He can free us from all these entanglements.
我们也希望主带领我们整个教会的光景也摆脱这些缠累。
We also pray that the Lord will help the entire church to free from all these entanglements.
所以保罗说这些事我们需要思想。
And so Paul reminded us that we must consider these things.
如果我们能明白这些意义的话，
And if we understand all these things,
那我们其他很多事情都容易明白。
Then all the other things we'll be able to understand easily.
所以这是使徒保罗按照他个人属灵的经历对提摩太的一个鼓励。
So we see that this is an exhortation by Paul to Timothy regarding his own personal experience.
其实这个也是对所有弟兄姊妹的一个鼓励。
Similarly, it is an exhortation to all brothers and sisters, to all Christians.
我们求主祝福他自己的话。
And we pray that the Lord indeed will bless his own words.
我们请低头在一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have words of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, indeed, we want to thank you with our hearts.
因为你所成全的救恩已经使我们得自由。
Because that salvation that which you have accomplished, which you have accomplished, have set us at liberty.
因为只有你胜过众仇敌。
Because you have overcome the enemies.
你胜过仇敌一切的作为。
You have overcome all the works of the enemies.
主啊，愿我们每个弟兄姊妹都成为你的精兵。
Lord, indeed, we pray that brothers and sisters, all of us, can become your good soldier for you.
主啊，让我们靠着你的恩典，能够摆脱所有一切缠累我们的事物。
So, Lord, indeed, with your grace, can we help us to free ourselves from all these entanglements?
让我们能更自由地跟随你。
That we can come and follow after you freely.
更轻省地跟随你。
That we come to you not with heavy burdens.
好叫你所托付的见证。
Just as the testimony that you have entrusted to us.
在我们个人和团体的身上都能被显明出来。
That it can be made manifest in our individual lives as well in the corporate lives as a church.
主啊，特别到了这个末后的时代。
Lord, indeed, especially when we come to the end of days.
我们感觉仇敌缠累人的这个工作是越来越厉害。
We know that all these encumbrances by the enemies have become greater and greater.
求你用你的恩典托住我们。
Oh Lord, indeed, with your grace, hold us to yourself.
救赎我们。
Save us, Lord.
脱离所有一切仇敌的网罗。
Help us to be free from all the snares of the evil one.
主啊，让我们在地上能够紧紧地跟随你。
That Lord, indeed, we can follow you closely on earth.
从我们的生活和教会的聚会中能够荣耀你的圣名。
That your personal lives, our church life, can become a glorious manifestation of your own name.
谢谢你把你的话给我们。
We thank you, Lord, for giving us your own words.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
垂听我们的祷告。
We hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Because we pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.